Welcome back to God, Dicks, and Puns. This is Sam, your usual host, DM, and enemy to every good being in the world of Rise of the Rune Lords. And we are now in the holiday season, and in the spirit of giving, prepare yourselves. You are going to get a lot more content of God, Dicks, and Puns during this holiday season. We just got a bit more time off to work on this beautiful little project of ours and can now start releasing more and more episodes. So expect one episode a week for a little bit, and I shall let you know during an intro when we are going to be stopping the weekly releases, migrating back to releasing an episode every other week. So yeah, these last sessions have been rather intense, and this is what I love about D&D. Sometimes we can have very intense sessions or even weeks in a row where we get through combats, we get through ordeals, and we fight on. This is intense. As much as we can have these sessions where we literally just dick around all session, and this session is more of the former, but trust me, the latter does come back at some point, and people have some preferences, whether they prefer more of the slacking off and comedy type podcast versus some people are more in it for the big grind and big rules. I hope that both can find your fit with our podcast. We aren't comedians. We aren't good at making people laugh, but the way we do it, I hope you guys can enjoy. And for the nitty gritty of you people who want to enjoy the bigger, more intense moments of D&D, well, I hope you can find your fit here with us as well. Again, thank you guys so much for listening. I really appreciate what you guys keep on giving for us. And otherwise, yeah, I hope you guys keep on enjoying it. And please let us know what you think. We're on the Reddit, we're on the Twitter. You can shoot us an email, you can shoot us a review. Anything really helps. And yeah, please enjoy episode 12. What lurks below.
So right now what you have, essentially, you got the journal, you got all the items, and you are here not too distant in this direction. Wait, wrong tool. This direction.
So if everybody's checking that, then they're like is going to go forward. And he is going to go in front of the door, and he is going to say, not opening it, he's just going to say, the name of the sidebar, the name of the owner of the bar is Mianti, is that it?
Maiko.
Maiko, thank you.
No, I'm going to write it down in the Roll20 chat.
So, Devlex says, Maiko, if it's you, do the noise three times, and we will open the door for you.
How loud do you say that? Because you're hearing it, you're not hearing it like right next to the door. You're hearing it fairly distant, but just like strong enough. You get the feeling that the person who's making that noise is like, they're probably doing like, so that you can hear it.
Okay. That's great. Devlet is going
I can see through doors, remember? So yes. If you want me to check the door before you face check it.
Yeah, let's not do that again.
And please.
My character pockets the thieves' tools and a bag of silver dust for spell component reasons, but you can grab the other 7 pouches if you want.
All right. And Nathan, when Astrid would have picked up the journal, you would have noticed some scribblings in common on it.
I'm like, my guy's like, there's writing in this. Someone else read it while I check that door. And she just, puts it in the pile of stuff in the corner. I'd say the stuff is over here, that she drags it away from the guy, and we lock him to the door or something. I don't know. Anyways, I'm gonna go to the door and do my thing.
All right, you look through the door, and you see a wall and a staircase.
Okay.
Hang on, I'm trying to get the polygon reveal. Right now, I don't have a mouse, which is a big bummer.
Those are stairs.
Yeah, those are stairs to go downwards.
Deadlife, you locked the guy, right? With manacles? I think you're muted.
Shackles on him.
You did?
Yeah, we did put manacles on him, but also you tied him up.
Well, I was going to tie his legs and tie the manacles to something. But, yeah, it's mostly just his legs so he can, like, grab something easily.
I put the manacles so his hands are at his back.
Okay.
Please remind me, when you stabilize, is he still in the negatives or is he at zero?
He stays in the negatives.
Okay, and healing
only
comes from
rest. He just stays where he
was,
and then, yeah. Like, you're just not too worried. Sorry?
And unless healed by an external source, the only way to heal is through rest, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That character's not too worried, because we pretty much wanted him dead.
Also, question.
Right?
The pouches. There's a pouch of 100 GP of gold. Pouch of what? What were the other pouches? I'm just going to write them down. The loot sheet.
You're going to get 6 pouches of gold dust, 7 pouches of silver dust. And those are the 2 pouches that are dust. The
Perfect.
Rest of it is coins.
That's great with me.
Okay, so you're writing it down?
Okay. Wait, what was a crossbow?
It was a composite shortbow.
Yeah, composite shortbow.
Oh, shortbow.
Is it a composite what? Plus one or nothing on it at present?
Nothing. Composite shortbow and that's it.
Yeah. And if no one else wants it, I could maybe grab it, but I'm generally going to be in melee.
Yeah, I'll let you guys...
We'll sort it out later.
Yeah, sort
out later.
When you're on your 10-minute break.
Yeah, that's what you see. What do you do?
I will, if I can get my tab open right. Apparently Detlaf is already there.
What?
Your character is apparently where the stairs go down.
No, he's in the just in the room.
I'm in the other room. I'm still sitting down.
Yeah, I'm seeing him right there.
I see him right here.
Oh,
that's weird.
Right,
you're the only one that's seeing him right there.
Okay, that's weird. Either way, my character looks down the stairs.
How about now?
You look down the stairs and you see. Hang on a second here, just gonna...
My character's, like, peeking just enough for her eye to get through.
This.
Oh, Jesus! my fucking page just shifted. What do I...
This. And yes, I made your page.
Oh! My dice roller thing was covering it. Okay, so I see it now. Okay, my character looks... Is it dark down there?
No, it is... You see light. Like, it's not brightly lit. You can tell it's a basement, but, like, there are torches that are illuminating the path.
I whisper to everybody else, are we going down there?
And sure. You, now that you are where you are, you hear unregular...
Who amongst us are still able to fight?
I can fight, but my character's still kind of fucked up.
I can fight, but one good hit and I'm down.
Same.
By, like,
one
3 HP.
And I'm down.
I mean, it's 3 HP, so...
I'm
at 2.
I think Dela is the most constitutive and most opportune person for this job.
Well,
so, Dela...
I mean, I haven't been speaking the accent all night. I do have one of these, and she pulls out a potion of cure light wounds
and
from her bag.
Please roll spellcraft on the vial of
red
liquid.
Vial.
The red vial that you had.
Second.
I could do something, but I won't. But I don't like to do that. But I can do something. Send Regis forward alone to keep everybody safe. If Regis.
I'd rather not.
Call him back.
That was your spellcraft, Astrid?
Yeah.
Potion of cure light wounds.
Oh.
I'm like, can I... It's okay if I drink this? I'm pretty hurt.
Don't you have channel?
I used it.
Ah, okay.
Remember, it was snake eyes?
Yeah.
Enough to keep us up, but...
It...
Like, this hurts.
it's my belief that we give a potion to a person that's going to take the most hit, and who here is going to take the most hit if there's a bad person down there downstairs?
Well, to be fair, I'm used to taking it to the face, so I guess I'll be.
you would be used to that.
Again,
in many different ways.
I can send Regis alone and keep everybody safe this way.
I'll just use my own potion and I'll be in the front with whatever else is going on. But just make sure you bring me back here. I'll give these smelling salts to someone else. And I pass the smelling salts to,
I'm going down to. I'll keep the potion on me.
No, my character's drinking like her own potion. Mm-hmm. She's drinking it right now. So it's 1d8.
That's a bit too strong for me. It would be slightly wasted on me.
It's a potion of cure light wounds is 1d8 plus 1, right?
Yeah.
I also have a cure moderate.
I have to do this parenthesis. My girlfriend has recently started drinking coffee. She does not realize the change it does to her. She has been jumping around and just being an overall funny nuisance for the past 10 minutes.
I was going to say, the fact that she immediately shows up on the screen saying not true 3 times kind of proves the point.
Yep. No.
I think she's having too much coffee. Not true.
That is one coffee, by the way.
Oh, this was one coffee.
Because she's working nights again.
Oh, no, I get that. I rolled a 1 on that Cure Light Wounds potion.
5 hit points.
Okay.
Don't you love that homebrew rule?
Yes.
So my character is going to hold on to the potion. She's going to go down too. If there's doors, we can look. I can see through them.
So I'll go. I guess I'll be in the front, and the Nathan.
You can bring your characters up there.
Yeah, I was going to say, Astros can be right behind me, because you've got reach,
there,
right?
So, I moved you.
Okay. Okay, there we go.
I'm in front.
You're in front. Okay.
Yeah, I said, I'm in front.
Here. I'll go back here, up here. So you can go back to the, just at the end of the stairs. There you go.
All right, I have my sword drawn still. And, oh, I picked, by the way, just... I picked up the dagger and the dart off the ground, so I still have that ammo.
I roll stealth. It's lagging for some reason.
No, I should roll stealth too.
There we go.
All right.
Stealth, I'll roll that. Even though we just yelled very loudly a second ago with death laugh and everything. You never know. 17.
All right. You still are hearing. It's getting less and less regular, especially now that you guys are rolling stealth. But you're still hearing like. And by the way, what you're seeing here, the red part, the black part in the rubble? Hallway, yeah, it's just rubble. It's just difficult terrain. You can still go through. I don't know. Did I reveal? Yeah, I probably didn't reveal the wall that back there.
Nope, you didn't.
Polygon reveal without a mouse is horrible.
Oh God, you're using.
Oh, so is that a dead end, or is there a door on this side? Oh, okay, there's a. I say we go down this way. That way, we might hear anything coming our way.
That's actually where you're hearing the from.
Yeah, but
it is coming.
Someone's getting a face full of cock, Jesus Christ.
No, that doesn't sound quite right.
My character doesn't say that, but goddamn.
I was going to say, if your character said that, mine would have answered. No.
My character just looks at you and goes...
If that sounds like cock, then I don't know what type of porn you listen to, but goddamn it. Smooth it out, buddy.
Goblins.
Goblin with barbs.
Goblin Slayer.
Right, so you following me?
Yeah, I'm following you wherever you go.
I'm gonna go with square reveal for now because
that's fine.
I peek slowly around the corner.
You see a few sets of doors and a bit more rubble.
I tell her
all its doors are closed, and do you do any sound?
No, I rolled the 17 for my stealth check.
Yeah, okay. You see are three doors. You know that the muffled came from this area, but you don't. Sorry, don't know exactly where.
I make sign to her. Well, first I look, see where the others are at. Like,
How loud did you do that?
So I'm just kind of waiting for the characters, seeing if they catch up or not. After a few seconds,
is Devlak coming too?
Okay. Yes, Devlak is coming. Devlak has repeated, he is following through.
I kind of sign saying like, I have my sword ready, and I try the handle or doorknob or whatever it is to open it.
I whisper to you saying, I can see through fucking doors, right?
It's like, then
do it. Okay. So I go up to the door. I lay my hands upon it, any surface, and see it on the side as if using clairvoyance. Using this power takes 1 minute, during which time you must be touching the surface you can see you want to see through. You can keep looking for as long as 10 minutes with each use of the power, but must touch the surface and take no other actions the entire time. The surface cannot be thicker than 6 inches plus 1 inch per cleric level you possess. You can use this power number times equals 6 times.
Thank you for the long description. And you said that takes 1 minute, correct?
Yep, my character's just going like this.
So I'm ready, acting to stab.
In the meantime, you hear from this door.
I'm still waiting. Here are flying.
I have, as a ready action, a potion in my hands. My ready action is to drink that potion if I ever see something coming towards me.
By the way, this is fucking with my throat doing that.
I do. No, the second door here, is there any hole in the door I can look in, like a keyhole, anything else?
The second door, the one you're right to, that door is actually opened. Sorry.
Oh, already opened? Then yeah, I gently peek in. Door at the ready.
This office, it's an office. This office is an office. You see a desk, you see a couple empty bottles of liquor, and given the state of the chair and the desk and the smell in this room, you assume that, by the way, the person you knocked out, because you did not kill them, reeked of booze. You assume that this is where the person was prior to coming up.
I just want to make sure. They said they manacled them and tied them up to something, tied them up to a chair or something as well.
Yeah, and that person is knocked out for at least the next 8 hours.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we don't know that, but we're assuming.
My character is very aware that if you take a fatal wounds and you stabilize them, they're out for a while.
Yeah.
Enough heal check. That's why.
You know that they're out.
Okay, so I will search the room quietly in the meantime, because I'll take a minute.
You find empty bottles, you find scribblings, you find the word wrath every now and then, W-R-A-T-H. Okay. You find the word Nualia, some less than intelligible stuff, things that are like more scribblings around Longiku, you bastard, things of the sort.
Okay. So then I'll make my way out of the room after a minute, and that's when he can see things.
Yeah.
Your magic hand see?
Guys still keep hearing the muffled sound from the door. You see just a square room with a hallway leading down.
Okay, so I tell her, whispering, it's just the hallway that goes arcing to the left. We can check that door at the end of the hall now.
Hang on a second, I want to read one thing.
Okay.
Yes, Zach, you might want to stay behind us, just in case.
Oh, did
actually, no, you healed up a bit as well, so.
Did you open the door to that, Astrid?
No, I just looked through it.
Okay.
Because of clairvoyance. I can tell you what it does.
No, that's fine. Okay. Don't worry about it. Devlak, being close to that door, what do?
Perception. To see if it's where the muffler is. Devlak is going to open that door. He's pretty sure.
Is there anything down this corridor since he's right there? Right.
Sorry, no. Except another door, and you open the door?
Yep, I'm pretty sure it's Mako.
I still have my sword, glaive out, just in case. Yeah.
You see Mako beaten, bound, gagged. She is looking very, very, very worse for wear. You don't think she's dying, she's not bleeding out, but you do feel as though she only recently regained consciousness. And probably that would be why you did not hear any screaming prior to prior to when you started hearing it.
Out of game. Giggity giggity giggity. In game. Oh, you poor thing!
Oh my god.
When I'm gonna edit that, that is staying in.
God damn it.
This is a dungeon.
It is.
So, German.
You see a bound Mako. She is crying. She has superficial bleeding from superficial scrapes, but like you can see she would barely be able to walk.
My character puts away her glaive and she goes up, essentially makes sure she's not like bleeding out and you know she doesn't have
she's stable. You don't even need to cast a spell or even a heal check. You know that she's stable.
What about getting diseases and stuff?
I undo whatever's bound in her mouth.
Needless rolling. I pick her up. she's a princess.
Well, I unbound her mouth first before, like, as you're going to do that, it's like, let the lady speak.
I stop and roll my eyes.
I unbound her mouth.
Thank you. Wait. That was so bad for my throat. Where's Tsuto?
Who?
Who's Tsuto?
Sorry, who? What?
My half brother. He got me here. He beat me up. He wanted me to come with him. I said no.
Yeah. Is he an elf?
Is he an elf?
Is he half elf? Does he love punching
people? We all kind of go. Is he an elf?
Yeah. Yes, he's an elf. You've seen him.
He's upstairs. Just bleeding. Well, not anymore, but...
He tried to kill us all.
I'm not surprised. And Dad, what happened to Dad?
Oh, he dead.
Really? Like, she was like, really? You couldn't hold for half a second?
What? She needs to know that the piece is... the guy is dead.
We may have... We can talk after. We need to get out of here.
Yes. Thank you.
Once we're safe.
I'm going to go check the other room. You two take care of her and have a bit of bedside manner, please.
We just together.
And you see, like, she was about to say more stuff, but she just, like, as soon as you say he's dead, stoic.
Sue, we have the girl. Let's get out of here.
Is Tuto alive?
Regis won't
your
be able
brother,
to...
That brother is alive. I made sure he didn't die.
I was going to say, I just want to check this last cell, because if there was two of you in here, if there's someone else bleeding to death in there, we might want to check. Can you do your wall thing again?
Okay.
I'll save you guys the roleplay on that. There you go.
Okay. Oh, what's this thing? And then tell you, Bode.
I unbound and everything on Unico, whatever her name is. And then
Unicorn.
I pick her up like a princess under the knees, back of the shoulders, and I just carry her around, taking my sweet ass time.
All right, you pick her up, and she doesn't offer any more resistance. She just says, "If he's still alive, I'm taking the last punch."
Oh, you want to do that now?
No.
Okay.
Caffeine, health drug.
Last punch.
He's ready. He's ready to go to the next life. Like, it's not going to take much.
Therapeutic, I would say. You're the last punch. Well, like right now,
these kind of things. And right now, we're all kind of beat up. And I do believe that we should liquor wounds before we start kicking wounds. Don't you guys agree?
Mike, you're going to look at you. Why are you, would we lick our wounds? That has a good chance of giving us diseases.
I do that.
Mike, you're going to look at you. That's probably why you have brain damage.
Ameiko is slowly starting to lose consciousness on you just because of exhaustion.
That's fine.
But she does say, and only you hear this because she's getting weaker, "My inn is yours for life."
If Sue knew, it's just like, if she knew.
Monster says nothing and just pretends she said nothing.
Upstairs, by the way. I'm now keeping an eye on our prisoner.
Yes, thank you.
As you guys, by the way, there's nothing in those crates.
Nada.
You already got a fucking shit ton.
I know. It's just when if you reveal this, she just like looks. It's like, okay, it's glass, and then keeps going.
Yeah, it's just glass products. It's vials, broken shit, empty liquor bottles.
Yeah, she just got excited because there's a lot of empty liquor bottles over here. So it's like he's getting it from somewhere.
Yeah, he drank it all. He was gonna go back in town to get a bit more. Go back to whatever he could have, would have. And as you guys are starting to leave the glassworks, in your feelings of bravery, accomplishment, and newfound belief in your own powers, you all reach level 2.
My dick is bigger! I have was what that board is.
Yeah, the one carrying the prisoner. By the way,
all right,
you will be
Regis.
Okay, by the hair, of course, right?
Where are you guys headed? I'm guessing you guys are leaving the glassworks.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. We might come back, but we want to bring her somewhere safe first.
Are you? What are you doing with Logico's body?
What do you mean, body?
Still alive.
No, Lungiku.
Lungiku, not
the father.
Oh.
This guy.
Well, we're going to tell the guards to come check it, so that's what I think we're doing.
What were you doing with the body?
I think we'll come back for it or tell the guards to go get it.
All right. Yes.
I take a selfie with it.
But first, let me take a selfie. God damn it.
Head right back to either the inn or the barracks. Probably the barracks.
Yeah.
I don't think I had a map for the barracks, right? Last time, we just theater of the minded. Yeah, we just theater of the minded. I had the town hall, but that's it.
Or town hall. Actually, maybe not the town hall. A lot of people might see us bloodied. Carrying a bloody person. Two bloody people.
That's not a big deal.
I'm going to bring you guys on the Sandpoint map so that you can actually decide. Sorry, this is the wrong map, but I don't have much of a screen.
Are we rolling for HP?
Yeah.
Okay.
Roll one dice, and I'm going to roll opposite. We're going to take the best of the two results.
Okay.
So you roll one, I roll one.
Let's do one at a time. So it's
you get four. You get 4 HP, Astrid.
Awesome.
That last. You get 7 HP.
Oh, nice. Damn it!
I rolled 4.
And
Suzette, you rolled 4. You get 5.
Okay, that's.
I'm rolling for.
Devlak, you get 4.
Pretty average.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not done. This is for Regis.
Wait, do I both rolls together? I don't understand.
No. You take the number I say. Because I'm rolling opposite you, and we take the higher of the two results.
Okay. Yeah, and so I roll the one. So, okay.
So, you roll your dice, I roll my dice, and I decide which one is the highest one.
Okay, sounds good.
That was a cracked die. That was a die falling off of my small thing. That is a 6. 6, you get 6.
Okay, so 6 for Regis?
Yeah.
I take it we don't heal up our damage we took, though?
No. And currently you don't have new skills, you don't have new abilities, you will have to sleep a night to get those.
Okay. I'm going to plug them in right now, but it's not going to take effect.
Yeah. Essentially, if you go back to town, there are guards across the town. Keep in mind a raid happened a few minutes ago, and you did say, like, okay, we want... You guys should keep guards posted at every entrance, and you guys are coming from... this direction, so you see a guard coming, a guard sees you all approaching with the bloodied body of Tsuto, and with the unconscious body of Ameko, and like, what happened there?
A man is dead.
Goblins, or goblins.
The goblins.
All of them. I made sure none survived.
Well, there might be more hidden over there. My there might be more hidden over there.
Downstairs. Well, I'm sure I am. Having to kill the goblins. But who's that guy on your bed? Wait, is that Tudo? What's he doing here?
He attacked us.
Seems he's involved with the goblins and he tried to kill us.
How is he involved with the goblins? How do you know he's involved with goblins?
He said they were his goblins. This is the last thing he said before we beat the shit out of him.
Well, that's amazing.
Did the people with their knowledge checks about the great unpleasantness and knowing that the priest died and the female, I don't remember her name particularly, but did they share that? Like, I think it's...
You guys did not roll for the late unpleasantness.
But for the... Like, basically somebody... There was a female named A.I. something? A.S.E.D.
Well, there's Ameko, there's Shalelu, there's the mayor.
Because the half-brother from Ameko said for a certain
Lualia?
Lady. Lualia. That's the name. Mm-hmm. Did the people who did the check about Lualia share that information?
So that would be anybody who rolled over 17. That was Astrid and Detlaf. Did you guys share the information that talked about Lualia?
Remind me what that information was, actually.
That Nualia was supposed to have died alongside Izaki and her father in the fire that took the San Point Cathedral 5 years ago.
Yes, I would have said that.
Alright.
Yeah.
And yes, you guys, you never did roll to know where the late unpleasantness was, even though every NPC that you met talked about it.
Oh no, I knew about it, and I mentioned it, actually. The whole fact that the dad killed the mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mentioned it on the way over.
Yeah,
that's one part.
The dad killed the mom, we knew that.
Mm-hmm. Not just that, though. We also know that the place burned down with the churchman, but we don't know why. So I'm actually going to ask... good sir.
Hey!
I have a question about the late...
Hey, you got a question? Hey, look, Dwarf has got a question. What's your question?
My question is, could you tell me more about the Ley of Pleasantness? Like, why was the church, who burned down a church? Like,
the Ley of Pleasantness? I mean, had 5 years ago, in life, they didn't get
Yes, a lot of things happened, but... What I'm asking is why the church burnt down, and why, out of all things, were there two people in the church, particularly the lady named, could you recall me her name by any chance? Louis Alia, and the churchman. So my question is, why did the church burn down? Does anybody know why?
No, why George were down, but we know that Izakian was priest and Nualia was dubbed out. So what? It makes sense that both died in the church, priest, and died in church, burn.
Son?
Makes sense.
Son? Do you have a stutter? Because, boy, yeah. Am I going to increase it by tenfold by telling you this. We have reason to believe that Nualia is still alive.
Whoopsie! What are you doing?
And we have reason to believe he has worked in as a conspirator with this young man right over here with them gurbling.
Hey, Johnny! This guy, he saying that Nualia come back to life and doing conspires, that word, and you believe him? He just, like, he doesn't even say a word. You can see he's just annoyed the shit. Like, he's awestruck by what you're saying, but he's just so annoyed by his co-worker. But, so,
we gotta tell Chief Hemlock when he come back.
Wait. As you can see, good sir, and he points to the star, we are actually deputy sheriffs in this town now. So and he flips the other side, and you can see the signature there. He says, as you can see, we have the approval of the mayor temporarily. So we will do temporarily the job of the sheriff for this good town.
Well, we gotta tell about people, about sheriff, about Noah, about Zeke, and about church, and Lee, isn't it?
Sue's just like...
My character's about, like, actually now starting
now
to walk
away. Now I get what he's saying. It's like after taking... he's saying now.
You did
my
say
character's actually walking away.
This guard does not have much inhibition, so he's like, you say leave, yeah, well, that last stuff, there's chapel, there's a church, there's low lounge, and yeah, there's a lot of stuff, even Sheriff Hemlock in there, and Red everything, and
yeah.
Did you guys get any of that? Because I did put some pertinent information in there.
Not really. Something about
Longiku,
Sheriff Deadlaugh.
Longiku, Sheriff Hemlock, Mayor Derevin, and Chopper.
Sure.
That's essentially, he just, unless you roll a 20 on linguistics, that's pretty much all you get from what he said, because even I'm not understanding myself with that freaking accent.
Alright. So I think the first thing we do is go to the mayor, right?
I have 23.
Of linguistics?
You have to... Repeat everything. God.
What you get more is that he just keeps on rambling even if you guys starting to walk away. Do you actually listen to him or do you just like pay him more attention as you're walking away?
I try to decipher if there's anything of value in there, and if not, I walk away.
You understand that the chopper was a murderer and that he had something to do with Sheriff Hemlock. You understand that, Longiku pushed his wife down a off balcony of their home. That the church burned down. They know Izakian died. They had presumed that Nualia had died, but you're still missing some of the finer details in there. He keeps on rambling for hours. By the way, I never thought I could get on my own nerves with an accent. Apparently I can.
It's because, I realized that with Devlet, you have to try to practice to pronunciate the word, so it makes it less annoying a bit. But and you have to let people talk a lot more, because otherwise it becomes way too annoying, way too quick.
Yeah, that guard, worst part is, there's some info that I really wanted to give you, but I'm like, no, with this character, he's not going to be able to get that info, because he's just going to get on everybody's nerves, including mine, too quick.
Yeah, there's a reason everyone, sure, okay.
But the information that he gave you was true. that there is a part of the chopper. Sheriff Hemlock had a part to play in it, Evil and all that type of stuff. What was your guys' plan with Longico? Not Longico, sorry, Tuto.
We wanted to wait to see what his sister was going to say.
Okay, in the meantime, what do you do with him?
Well, he's hogtied and we're kind of hauling him behind us.
Yes. But Ameko's passed out. So, like, are you just dumping him on the floor, on the road?
Actually, you know what? Do we have anything that can, like, cover his face?
You have clothes. You have his own clothes as well.
Okay, well, we'll cover his face.
Okay.
I will bring her, I will bring her and him into the inn, and we'll lock him in one of the inn rooms.
I was thinking more of the garrison.
Well, I was going to say maybe she wants to take care of something first. Like, I mean, my character's not lawful, though.
Well, it's likely that the guard even told you guys, like, oh, yeah, there's prison garrison, me, prison garrison, me.
We could always interrogate after. Like, secure him in the garrison, then bring her to the inn.
She might not be able to finish.
That's what Detlef suggests.
Once we give it to the garrison, it's out of our hands. The guards are going to take care of everything. We won't be able to give her the satisfaction of killing the piece of shit.
Or at least beating
him. No, we have authority.
No, not enough authority to pull him out of jail so she can kill him.
Yeah.
So I say the inn, she can, you know, make her decisions. And then if she wants to just let him rot in jail, then that's her decision.
Yeah.
Well, we've been put in charge of the guards.
We're deputized. We're not in charge of anything.
You guys aren't chief of police. You're just like, are asked by sheriff to help watch over the town.
Yeah, which means as soon as we put it into their hands, they're in charge of them.
Yeah.
My character's like, let's just cover his face, bring him to the inn, show him in one of the rooms, and when she wakes up, we'll be able to make a better decision because we'll have more info.
We should gag him real good, too.
How? Give me a second.
Another link?
No. It's she just goes through her things real quick. But I finally found a use for that tiny goblin whip. I'm gonna use that to gag him.
I don't know about that.
Well, there was actually a lot of stuff that was used to bound, to gag, and to like even blind a Mako. So you can probably just recycle that stuff. So essentially what you guys were preparing to do was just to conceal Tuto's identity and to go dump him in a hotel room so that Ameko can decide what to do.
Well, go to the tavern we're staying at and dump him in one of our rooms in the meantime.
Yeah.
Yeah, and go blind them, reuse all the stuff we did before that was on Ameko last time. Or before. So you can't see here. Interact. I'm thinking of binding each of his arms to each side of the bed, each post of the bed.
Just go full.
Well, it's harder for to get out of it that way.
I'm just saying, go full on bondage on him.
My character looks at you. What?
Full BDSM.
Yeah.
My character's like, what's bondage?
Well,
he's bonded to the. My character says, well, now you know. He's been bonded to the bed with several bonds of tied rope. That's what bondage is.
I thought bondage was like slavery.
I mean, part of it. You've got to be
like, okay. Okay, so. My character's not good with rope.
He's gone. Scream loudly.
No. My character's pretty good with. Not particularly good with rope, so it's going to have to be someone else.
What would you guys prefer that Regis focuses into? I can give him a huge bonus to perception or a huge bonus to sense motive. What would the party prefer?
Seeing is normally more important than knowing.
Yeah, I'd say perception as well.
All right.
Because
I think you know what I'm talking about, skill focus.
Yeah, I know exactly what it is.
So he's got one in stealth now and one in perception, so he's got high rolls for those two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's gonna be a proper scout, I can tell you that much.
Alright. So we'll say that you guys passed through the town without any sort of issue or like so some looks, but they're like, oh, the heroes are doing the hearing. Yeah, heroes. And all that type of stuff. And you actually hear one say, yeah, goblin slayers. Yeah, all of you killed goblins. Yay. And you Jesus guys get Christ. You guys get to the inn. I actually move you to the inn map. And you have the halfling lady who comes to you and like, you managed to get a maiden back. Oh my goodness, thank you so much. She's an incredible boss, and we're so grateful to you. Thank you.
Do you guys have like any healing magic or anything that could heal her, bring her awake?
We have Father Xantus. You know, I'll go grab him.
Before you leave, where's is her bedroom in here? So where is it?
There are plenty of bedroom upstairs.
I'm asking if she has a room here herself.
No, she's the owner, but she's a rich family. She doesn't sleep in an inn.
All right. Well, we'll just put her in one of the rooms then.
Okay. Sounds well. Wouldn't you prefer her being in her own house? And who is? You know what? No, you're heroes. I'm not even gonna ask.
Once she rests a bit, we'll escort her to her home.
Okay. Give the DM a second. He's gonna go grab a mouse.
Actually, I want you guys since he's up and doing that, I just want to know what do you guys think if you use this on someone who's not dying?
I think that just brings somebody up to consciousness no matter what, right?
Well, the way it's said, it only seems it only specializes.
Characters who are under?
Yeah, it says like you use saving throw to resist any spell or effects that have already rendered you unconscious or staggered, and then it says if exposed to spell toss while dying. But
I'll DM rule that they're good enough to bring anybody back to consciousness no matter what.
Okay.
They don't stop dying or anything, but they wake a motherfucker up, essentially.
Yeah.
So then we don't need her to get the father then.
No, but the thing is it doesn't actually heal her, and if she does any standard action, she takes a point of damage and starts and falls unconscious again.
Well, let's make sure she doesn't fucking move.
can I go get Father Xantus?
Yes, please.
She just like almost like you guys have all seen Roadrunner and the Coyote, right?
Oh my god.
She essentially roadrunners it out. Like the head stays there and just.
Oh my god.
That was disturbing.
I didn't know you could do that.
Pretty sure she's an eldritch being of beyond our comprehension.
Aberration!
I have a shadow friend that eviscerates people. And this was disturbing.
You hear in your minds, it's a very basic form of dimension door.
Oh my god. Well, oh god!
She in our minds.
She's inside us.
So
we bring her upstairs to her one of the rooms, and I'll put a little bit of smelling salt so she can talk to us before the cleric that gets there or the preacher.
We take the other piece of shit and put him in a different room.
Yeah, well, obviously, yes. Actually, you know what? My character's like, you guys have terrible bedside and manner, but I trust you enough to watch him. I'll be in the other room.
I can't tie rope for shit.
Oh, wait, I had left her on this map. Yay, hi.
I tell you guys, I can't tie rope for shit, so you guys might want one of you that's good with rope.
What is the check to tie a rope?
Sleight of hand, I think.
Survival. No,
it's use rope, isn't it?
There's no such thing as
use rope. He only has use rope.
Survival.
I don't have survival. Oh, actually... I do have.
Are you sure? Survival?
But I'm
there's no use rope in Pathfinder.
It's sleight of hand.
I'm just gonna say you guys are taking 20 on the or the equivalent of taking 20. I mean, he's already bonded with so many different ways that and anyways, Nathan, with your heal capacities, you know that he's out for, at this point, probably still at least 6 hours.
Okay.
But well, I still want to make sure in case we do forget.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you want me to watch over him and you guys talk with Maiko, or is one of you guys going to watch him?
Why are we talking to her again?
He's in his underwear, right?
Yeah, yes. Pretty much.
And hang on. I want to do something.
I'm not sure why are we talking to waking Maiko up again.
That way we might be able to get some information before the priest gets here.
Oh my What'd god. You
do? Information about what?
That again. Come on.
What again?
We didn't strip him naked.
What's going on?
I don't understand what?
It's flopping out. Look in the dice rolled.
What do you think, Dan? It's a D12 and a D6.
Oh, I didn't see what he rolled. Oh my god, it's another noodle.
That's disgusting.
Well, while you guys go and talk to Maiko, I'll stay in the room and have a crossbow aimed at his crotch.
Okay. Which are the three parts?
The what?
Which of the three parts? It's a bit long to have aimed at.
It's the middle, so that it embeds itself in the body.
It's not more than 5 feet, so. So, wait, so you're going in the room by solo, Hemi?
Somebody needs to keep guard of it.
Oh, yeah, I was offering, unless someone else had a reason they wanted to be in the other one.
Regis will be a... I'm debating what to do. I do want to hear what she has to say, but...
I'll go in the room and I'll watch him. Fine.
Or you can just have Regis watch him.
Regis can tell you exactly what's happening, too. Regis will be in the room with you, and will tell you what's happening in the other room.
Yeah, actually, it will give me a chance to go like, what is you? What is you?
All right, so you guys use the smelling salts, and you wake Maiko up. And she's just like, I'm hurt.
Wakey, eggs and bakey.
I feel like I just got a hammer. Ow.
Something for that.
Where am I?
We're in.
We're inside the inn.
Your Why did you guys bring me here? I'm not home.
It's the closest place we have that we knew. We don't know where you live, and a lot of us are beaten up. Honest.
Fair enough.
Those goblins and your brother nearly got us multiple times.
Yeah, they got me pretty bad too. Yeah, so why'd you wake me up?
What happened? We wish to know what happened in case there's still a threat going on right now.
Well, essentially, I got a note from Pseudo saying to meet him in. To meet him in the glassworks. It was something about Dad. When I got there, he told me that he wanted me to join him before. Before the attack.
What attack? Before what attack? There's another.
Hang on while the DM goes through his sheet.
Oh my god.
You see, I went all the way back on my document for reasons, and now I had to get all the way back down to where I was at the start of the session.
Just looking at the walls.
Could the dev lag that's down. Like.
I mean, you know,
cut the dev lag that's like.
Sorry, go ahead, Oscar.
I was just going to say, cut the dev lag reason why she can't speak dev lag. Say, you need water. And I was like, showing water in her mouth. He's like, oh.
Can you stop that? I'm already awake. Do you have a good berry at least?
What?
Yes, definitely has a gold bear. And like you can clearly see that he's trying to like pretend, but he's 100% lying. And it's like it's the normal berry. He's like, this is a gold berry, and it's gonna make everything go right. Like you know, like kids when you like tell them like to, if you give a kiss on the wound, like and blonde disappears.
She eats the berry almost in well no she eats about half the berry and then she doesn't have enough appetite for the rest. And she's like, at least now I can just stop throwing water on me. The bed's already drenched.
You want more water? Okay.
Want me to talk or not?
Yes.
There's a thing called waterboarding. You're doing it.
All you hear is my character because Remy, your Idolion or whatever has been talking to me, right?
Yeah. Kind well, you don't get like full transcript, but you do get like a brief of what is happening.
It's insert they're being dumb here. Bang, bang, bang.
Oh here. My god.
The other thing.
So, like, all you hear is like, all you hear from Regis is blah, 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 splooch, blah, blah, splooch. Splooch, splooch, blah, blah, splooch.
We all hear is bang, bang, bang.
Oh, your friend's at it again. So,
no. Again, she hasn't done anything she's got here.
As I was going to say, I'm going to go see in the other room if everything's. Nope, never mind. Regis is telling me everything's fine. think that Sue's disappointed with the Devlak?
I am too.
Hold on. You said there was another attack coming?
Yeah, well, you know, you're not going to believe this. I'm sure you're going to be shocked by this, but you know Walia? She's supposed to be dead 5 years ago?
Yes, we already figured she's alive. Okay, what next?
You piece of shit!
Tsuto and a lot of other mercenaries were led by Walia, and he said that he's got big plans for Sandpoint's future, and yeah, he hinted at an attack. I don't have too many details, but he told me that I didn't want to be there when it's going to happen. And when I said no, he wanted me to come with him. And when I said no, he slapped me and I was just so disappointed in him. He sunk so low. And then he just uttered a few words I didn't understand, and the goblins were on me. I just don't feel too good, and yeah. That's...
Sounds like a bad porn.
You've watched the Goblin Slayer too many times.
Have some rest. We'll take care of this.
Do you have any idea what those big plans might be? Anything he told you before you slit his throat?
He's still alive. He's in the next room.
Oh, I forgot that.
We'll keep make it talk.
I want the last punch.
Yeah, no problem.
Yay. We're keeping
it hush now. Yes.
Meanwhile,
and that's where we'll leave it for this week.